And let's continue on the KCII PM sports page. It's now time for our cross-country Hedgebove Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Winfield Mount Union's Pearl Krieger-Koble. Pearl, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Thank you. That means a lot.
So, Pearl, we've got a very exciting week to talk about. Last week, not only did your team win the first meet title in almost a decade that Coach Robertson noted, but you got your first individual title as well. Let's start team first. Coming into the meet, what was kind of the thoughts of your team? Did you have an idea that the team could come out with a victory? And when your team did find out that you won first place, what was the emotions of the squad?
We definitely went to the meet having an idea of being able to win. So Casey touched base to all of us and with all of us and just kind of briefed how if we all did our best that we had a chance at winning, and that hadn't been done, like you said, in over 10 years. So we all went in really determined and just hoped for the best.
And then afterwards, when you get the final tallies were in, you found out that your team won. What was kind of the emotions of all the team?
We were all just really excited, and it just gives us an idea of what we can do if we all are determined and ready to pursue a goal. And so us winning was really just an eye-opener of our potential.
It was a great win it was. And then also, as I mentioned, you won the individual title. That was your first individual title as well. When you crossed that finish line, you knew you were first. What were the emotions? I'm sure a little fatigue, but what were you thinking after you won first place?
Really, I was just running so we could win as a team. So I was just really happy that I could do my part in the team score.
Awesome. Gotta love that. Well, you mentioned goals just a minute ago. Let's go into that. Maybe now, since the team has won that meet title, maybe the goals have changed a little bit. But what are the team goals the rest of the way?
Going into the year, our main goal is to win a meet. And so by being able to achieve that, we're definitely kind of thirsty for more. We've gotten the taste of winning. And so I think as a team, we'll be pursuing that all the time, which that's what we do anyway. But I'm just saying that now we know what we can do.
Well, you mentioned that's great for a team goals. And then you personally, I'm sure to win a meet, but you personally, what do you want to accomplish the rest of the way?
I think everyone's goal is to try to make it to state. So that was just like a first step to reaching that goal. So I'm hoping to cut down my time throughout the season, and I want to be under 21, and that's what I've been running lately. So I really hope to get in the 20s and just keep cutting my time.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned Coach Robertson. Let's talk about him a bit. What's kind of his coaching philosophy? What do you like about him?
Coach Robertson really helps point you in the right direction and guide you, and you're going to get what you put in. So he makes it very clear that if you're working hard, then you're going to see all the results and all the benefits of that. And so I just really appreciate how much effort he's put into helping me and my team, and that goes with the boys and the junior high. So it's just really great to see all the progress we've made since he's been here. Start a tradition with our Winfield Mount Union cross country team.
Absolutely, and a great start to that, of course, already seeing the results pay off. Well, Pearl, you know, let's get to it. We just mentioned great accomplishments in cross country and a rarity right now. You're also in volleyball as well. You play a lot of volleyball. That is great. Let's just talk about how you're able to juggle it. I mean, you got cross country, volleyball. How do you manage your time?
Well, it's really just about balancing. So I try to make sure I do both workouts. And so both my coaches are really, really helpful in that, where they understand and they tell me that I can just let them know when I'm not feeling well or if it's too much for me. And they've just been really great in helping me do both and accomplish that, because without them, I wouldn't be able to. So both my coaches have really helped me progress in each sport. So whether it be they edit the workout so I will be able to do it and not be fatigued for the next day, or if I'm playing volleyball the next day, Casey will make sure I'm doing a workout that's beneficial, but still helping me in cross country. So,
sure.
And the same goes to Coach Peart. So they've just really been helpful, helped me get through and be able to do both.
Okay, well, obviously great support from the coaches, and that's terrific that you're able to do both. And some other sports, you know, you're also involved in basketball, soccer, track. That's even bigger rarity as a five-sport athlete. That's terrific, especially at a small school. So congrats to you, Pearl. But just kind of a fun one of, out of all those five sports, you have a lot to choose from. What's your favorite?
I'd have to say soccer. Winfield-Mount Union combines with Columbus Junction, so being able to be with different girls, and I have a lot of friends over there because of soccer.
Sure.
So it's really connected us in that aspect, and also I love the game. I love the team aspect of it, and I love the physicality with it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So right there, soccer's the favorite. Very good. Well, Pearl, of course, you are a senior. That means at the end of the year, you'll be moving on. What's the plans after graduation?
Well, right now, I'm not 100% sure of which college, but I do plan to attend one and study environmental science.
Very cool. What kind of inspired you to want to go in that field?
Well, in my family, we've always been very environmentally oriented. Mm-hmm. So we recycle a lot. We go outdoors a lot, and so I'd really love to implement that in my day-to-day life as an adult.
Awesome. Well, Pearl, let's kind of get away from all sports when you're not in all the different five sports. What do you like to do in your free time?
I really enjoy, like I said, being outdoors, so I love to hike and I love to bike. I just really like being outdoors.
Sure. What's your favorite place to hike or go on that bike ride?
I mostly bike around Winfield or just in the country and the gravel roads around Winfield. And then when I hike, I either go to a local place like Geode or Virginia Grove, or I've been able to travel and I've hiked a lot in Colorado. So
good hobbies to have. Well, last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. Pearl, what are some of your core values?
I'd have to say accountability, dedication, being determined, encouraging others, and being humble.
Well, Pearl, it's been fun talking to you. Thanks again for your time. Congratulations on the honor, and good luck the rest of the way.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Pearl Krieger-Koble of Winfield-Mount Union joining us as this week's Cross Country Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Terrific week it was for Pearl. Good luck to her and the Winfield-Mount Union team the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.